Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm losing right. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. And very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust, in fact. And she is the tax mama. Nobody knows more about small business taxes than Eva. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. I have to tell you, I just loved what you were talking about before the commercial break. I mean, that is so inspiring. There is absolutely no reason for someone not to make a living or not to build a profitable business with resources like that.
Well, yeah, and folks, if you missed it, I was talking about the safety net of that you can literally weave under your own business by taking advantage of the resources and everything. You know, even everything I mentioned, every single thing I mentioned, is free.
It's a free resource. There are free resources for running businesses. There are free resources for tax help.
Yeah.
There are so many free resources that the government is providing. And in spite of the fact everyone's always complaining about what's happening to our tax dollars, you know what, guys? Some of it's being spent on you.
Right.
All you have to do is open your eyes and look for it instead of complaining about how the economy is falling apart.
Mm-hmm. That's it. No, you're exactly right, and these resources that are available, I mean, there are literally thousands of them, and the point is let's say that you're not exporting, but the one nearest you that you know where it is a U.S. Commercial Services office, which means that they're focusing on exporting. Well, walk into that place anyway. They're going to know who to send you to.
Yeah, and if you want to export or import from a specific country, I'm willing to bet that country has an embassy or a consulate somewhere near you, or certainly reachable by phone.
I wouldn't even count on those. That's exactly right.
They'll help you.
They will.
They want the business in and out.
Mm-hmm. And so there are so many things that you can ask for, but I think people just drive right by them. I think they miss opportunities to get a lot of support from the local Chamber of Commerce. Eva, you know how much I believe in Chambers of Commerce. I think they're a great resource that people need to tap into and join to be a resource themselves.
Oh God, yeah, I did that locally here in Northridge several years ago, and I got to tell you, the banker that I met, I helped her take her little branch, which was in a supermarket, and turn it into a full branch, got her three or four promotions because of the referrals I gave her.
Right, right.
And she helped my clients
out.
You
never know, as Robert Frost said, as way leads on to way, you never know what's out there. And that's I mentioned that. I talked about the networking opportunity, that if you just hang out in these places, you're going to meet some people. Do you have incubators out there near you, Eva? I mean, there's an incubator network around the country.
I've never even looked, and I bet we do. That's why I was so fascinated by what you were talking about, because I've never even thought to look, and what a great idea.
Well, think about it. You can, if you want to start a business, and all you need is an office, but you can't afford all of it, you can go and for not very much, you get a place to go, you get a little community of businesses, you use their phone system, their copier, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Their infrastructure to support you and to network and to do business with each other. I mean, it's just they're little communities. I love incubators.
I never even looked into it. So now I'm very curious, and I'm going to have to explore this. But just so you know, folks, now that Jim and I were talking about this, he now has a new project to provide all these resources. He loves that.
Eva's always, I can always count on Eva to give me a new job. like I need another. Eva, give us your website, please.
TaxMama.com, TaxMama.com. Come over here. It's free. We have all kinds of use.
Eva's website earlier in the hour, so check it out, TaxMama.com. And when we come back, folks, I'm going to remind you, beware the Ides of March. Twain Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.